Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we'll be featuring all Motown songs that just missed the top 10 status. This half hour, we'll hear from the Jackson 5, Stevie Wonder, Diana Ross, Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell together, Junior Walker and the All-Stars, The Four Tops, The Marvelettes, Glass Nine, The Pips, and Al Green. All coming up to the next half hour as we feature Motown songs that just missed the top 10.
Tom Fallon.
Thank you.
Diana Ross with The Boss, and they reached number 19 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1979. And we start with the Jackson 5 and Looking Through the Windows, number 16 from 1972. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're featuring all Motown songs that just missed top 10 status on the Billboard Pop Charts. And coming up, Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell together with a great song, Ain't No Mountain High Enough. Well, Ain't No Mountain High Enough was written by Nicholas Ashford and Valerie Simpson in 1966, and they would later become married. And their composition was first successful as a 1967 hit single recorded by Marvin and Tammy, and then again in 1970 by Diana Ross. Well, British soul singer Dusty Springfield wanted to record the song, hoping it would give them access to Motown. As Valerie Simpson later recalled, quote, "We played that song for Dusty, but wouldn't give it to her because we wanted to hold that back. We just felt that that could be our entry into Motown. Nick called it the golden egg. Well, Dusty recorded a song similar to that, and I'm Gonna Leave You." Well, according to the song's producers, Harvey Fuca and Johnny Bristol, Tammy was a little nervous and intimidated during recording because she did not rehearse the lyrics. Tammy recorded her vocals alone with the producers, and Marvin Gaye's vocals were added at a later date. Well, Ain't No Mountain High Enough peaked at number 19 on the Billboard Pop Charts and went to number 3 in the Rhythm and Blues Charts. Well, here are Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell with Ain't No Mountain High Enough right here on Motown.
Listen, baby.
Ain't no mountain high enough, ain't no valley low.
Tops with Baby I Need Your Loving, and they reached number 11 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts in 1964. That was their first charting song. Before that, Junior Walker and the All-Stars with How Sweet It Is to Be Loved by You, number 18 from 1966. Marvin Gaye also had a hit with that song. And we started with Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell and Ain't No Mountain High Enough, and that reached number 19 from 1967. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and for this hour, we're featuring all songs that just missed top 10 status on the Billboard Pop Charts in the United States. Coming up, the Marvelettes and Beachwood 4-5-7-8-9, right here on Motown Memories.
Bye.
great Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
Green with Tired of Being Alone, that was originally released on the High record label, but Motown subsequently licensed his songs, and then reached number 11 in the United States Billboard charts from 1971. Before that, Gladstein the Pips with the Nitty Gritty, number 19 from 1969, and we started with the Marvelettes and Beachwood 4-5-7-8-9, number 17 from 1962. This half hour featured all Motown songs that just missed top 10 status on the Billboard pop charts. Coming after the break, more Just Missed Top 10 songs, so keep it right here on Motown.